Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we get started today, just a quick reminder, we've got some exclusive discounts for the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Oh, nice.
Mattress linked in the show notes.
Awesome.
So make sure to check those out if you like what you hear today.
Definitely.
All right, so let's dive into it. Today we're tackling the Bear Elite Hybrid Mattress.
Sounds good.
And we're going beyond the marketing hype here, folks.
Right.
We've got a whole stack of real user reviews.
Love it.
And we're going to sift them together to see, you know, if this mattress lives up to the hype.
I think this is what everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
You see all these ads online, you know, promising you the world's best sleep.
Absolutely.
And then you read the reviews and you're like...
And it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's a total mixed bag.
It really is. And that's why we're doing this deep dive.
Yeah.
To cut through all the noise and give you the info you need to make a good decision.
Right.
So maybe you're thinking about a new mattress, or you've heard of this Bear Elite Hybrid. Let's break it down. You know, what makes this mattress tick?
Yeah.
Well, first up, this Bear Elite Hybrid is designed for pressure relief.
Oh, okay.
And that's a big deal for anyone with back pain, hip pain, you name it.
Oh, name it.
Huge. It's got this combo of foam and coils for what they call zone support.
Oh, zone support. That's interesting.
Yeah. Have you heard of that before?
Well, I mean, I've heard the term, but break it down for me. What does that actually mean?
Yeah. So basically think about it this way.
Okay.
Different areas of your body need different levels of firmness.
That makes sense.
So the coils in the lumbar region,
right,
where your lower back is,
okay,
those might be firmer for extra support.
Gotcha.
But then the foam layers around your shoulders and hips, they might be softer.
Interesting.
Let you sink in a bit more.
So it's like customized.
It's all about, you know, catering to the unique curves of your body.
It's like a personalized hug for your spine.
Okay. I like that.
I like that.
It's a personalized hug for your spine.
Yeah.
But how does this translate to real life experiences, right?
Yeah.
We can't just take their word for it.
Right.
Well, we've got a user here who raved about the quality of the materials.
Oh, good.
They said it felt very substantial and well-made.
Okay.
With dense and quality foams.
Interesting.
They even compared it to other mattresses that felt flimsy and cheap.
Oh, wow. So they really felt a difference.
Yeah. And this is where that density really matters.
Okay.
Denser foams tend to be more durable.
Right.
Which means they'll hold their shape better over time.
That's a good point.
So that translates to better support for you and a longer lifespan for the mattress.
Right. You're not replacing it every few years.
Exactly.
Saving money.
So it's not just about comfort.
Right.
It's about a smart investment.
I like it.
Speaking of things that last, let's talk about the copper-infused foam.
Oh, yeah. Copper. That's interesting. What's the deal with that?
So copper is naturally antimicrobial.
Okay.
So it can help keep your mattress fresher for longer.
Makes sense.
Plus, some people believe it helps with temperature regulation.
Interesting.
And speaking of staying cool.
Yeah.
The Bear Elite Hybrid also boasts breathable coils.
Nice.
Yeah, we saw a few users praising the cooling features, especially those breathable coils.
Mm.
One even said it sleeps mostly cool, which I found kind of funny.
Yeah.
But also relatable.
I get that.
Like, it's not a miracle worker.
Right.
But it seems to do a decent job of, you know, keeping you from overheating.
Yeah, and that's a big deal for a lot of people, especially hot sleepers.
For sure.
You know? And they've actually combined several features to combat that heat retention.
Oh, really?
So besides the breathable coils, there's a cool-to-the-touch cover.
Okay.
PCM fabric.
Whoa.
They even have an optional Celene-infused cover.
Okay. That is a lot of cooling tech.
It is.
What exactly is PCM fabric?
So think of PCM fabric like those ice packs that you freeze and reuse.
Okay.
It's designed to absorb excess heat when you get too warm.
Gotcha.
And release it back when you cool down.
Interesting.
So it helps keep your temperature consistent throughout the night.
It's like a built-in thermostat.
Yeah.
For your mattress.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Exactly.
But not everything is sunshine and roses, right?
Right.
What are some of the complaints that people have?
Yeah, what are people saying?
Well, one recurring issue we saw in these reviews is edge support, or rather the lack of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Several users mentioned feeling like they were going to roll off.
Oh, I hate that.
If they got too close to the edge.
Yeah.
Especially if they were sharing the bed with someone.
Especially.
Did the reviews give any insights into why the edge support might be lacking?
Yeah. I'm curious, too. What did they say?
Well, it seems like the reinforced coil system around the perimeter.
Okay.
It just isn't doing enough for some people.
Hmm.
You know, they describe that sinking feeling.
Yeah.
Which suggests the foam layers, while comfortable, might not be firm enough to prevent that collapse near the edges.
Makes sense.
And this brings us to another hot topic.
Mm.
literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Firmness. Oh. So the Bear Elite Hybrid comes in three firmness levels.
Okay.
Soft, medium, and firm.
Got it.
But even within those options, people's experiences were all over the map.
Well, that's not surprising, is it?
No, not really.
I mean, firmness is so subjective.
Yeah.
What feels firm to one person might feel like a marshmallow to another.
Absolutely.
Body weight, sleeping position, even just personal preference.
It's like clothes shopping.
Yeah.
What fits one person perfectly might be totally wrong for someone else.
Exactly.
And we see that reflected in these reviews.
Oh.
One person who was a heavier sleeper.
Yeah.
They found the firm version too hard.
Oh, wow.
And the medium version sagged over time.
Mm.
But then we have a side sleeper.
Okay.
Who found the medium too firm at first.
Okay.
But actually adjusted after a few months.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it can even change over time.
It really highlights the importance of finding the right firmness for you.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to consider carefully when you are choosing a mattress. You know, reading these reviews about firmness, it reminds me of a time when I was...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before we get sidetracked by mattress mishaps of the past, let's get back to the Bear Elite Hybrid.
All right. Sounds good.
We've talked about support and firmness, but another big concern for a lot of people is motion isolation.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you share a bed.
Especially if you share a bed with a partner who tosses and turns all night.
Definitely a big one for couples.
Yeah. You don't want to feel like you're on a seesaw every time your partner moves.
For sure.
So what are the users saying about the Bear Elite Hybrid in this department?
Yeah, I want to know.
A bit of a mixed bag again.
Oh, no, really?
Some users said they could barely feel their partner moving.
Okay.
But others, especially those with a significant weight difference,
yeah,
said they could definitely feel some motion transfer.
Interesting.
One user even described the mattress dipping on one side, creating an uneven sleep surface.
Oh, no.
So it sounds like those coils,
right,
while great for support and airflow,
yeah,
might also transmit motion more readily than a pure foam mattress.
Makes sense.
So it might not be the best choice if you're super sensitive to your partner's movements.
Right.
Got it.
Okay.
So maybe not ideal for light sleepers with restless partners.
Yeah.
But hey, at least it seems to sleep cool.
Yeah, we were talking about all the cooling tech packed into this mattress.
Yeah, let's dig into the user experiences a bit more.
All right.
Do you remember that user who said it sleeps mostly cool?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Well, they also mentioned that the optional Cellient cover seemed to enhance the cooling effect, but they weren't 100% sure.
That's fair.
Cellient, that's the one that supposedly converts body heat into infrared energy, right?
Yeah, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right.
But the science behind it is actually fascinating.
Really?
So the idea is that by converting your body heat into infrared energy and reflecting it back,
okay,
Cellient can increase blood flow.
Interesting.
And potentially even aid in muscle recovery.
Whoa, so it's like a mini spa treatment,
right,
while you sleep.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's not just about temperature.
Right.
There might be some wellness benefits, too.
Yeah.
But like you said, the jury's still out on how effective Cellient really is.
Right.
Maybe something for our listeners to research further if they're interested.
Definitely. Always more to learn.
Now let's move on to a less glamorous but equally important aspect.
Yeah.
Off-gassing.
Yes. The new mattress smell.
Love it or hate it.
Right.
It's something most of us have experienced.
Yeah.
One user described it as an odd smell,
right,
that lingered for a surprisingly long time.
Oh, no.
2 whole months.
Wow.
Eventually it dissipated.
That's quite a while to be living with a weird smell.
The common concern with foam mattresses.
It is.
Off-gassing happens when volatile organic compounds or VOCs are released from the materials.
Right.
It's usually not harmful.
Right.
But it can definitely be unpleasant, especially for people with sensitivities.
Absolutely.
And I imagine it might be even more noticeable with a mattress like the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Right.
With all its different layers of foam.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it's important to note that the Bear Elite Hybrid uses Surti PRR U.S. certified foams.
Okay.
That means they meet strict standards for low VOC emissions.
Good.
So they are taking steps to minimize off-gassing.
Right.
But it's something to be aware of nonetheless.
For sure.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So it might not be the best choice for someone with a super sensitive nose.
Yeah.
At least not right out of the box.
Right.
But let's talk about something a bit more positive.
Okay.
Durability.
Ooh, I like that.
One user we found had their Bear Elite Hybrid for 4 years.
Wow.
And said it was still in great shape.
Great.
No dips, no lumps, no sagging.
That's impressive.
That's a great sign that this mattress is built to last.
Definitely.
I'm sure the high-density foam plays a role there.
Yeah.
And the hybrid structure of foam and coils probably helps distribute weight more evenly.
Right.
Preventing premature wear and tear.
Makes sense.
Durability is a big deal when you're investing in a mattress.
It is a big investment.
You want to know that it's going to hold up for years to come.
Absolutely.
Speaking of investments, let's talk about the return policy.
Okay.
The Bear Elite Hybrid comes with a 120-night sleep trial.
That's pretty generous.
That gives you plenty of time to really get a feel for the mattress and decide if it's right for you.
Right. You can try all your sleeping positions.
Yeah.
Different temperatures.
Put it through its paces.
Yeah.
But there's a slight catch.
Oh.
There's a 30-day waiting period before you can actually initiate a return.
Oh, interesting.
One user mentioned finding this a bit inconvenient.
Yeah, if you know right away it's not working for you.
Right.
Waiting 30 days could feel like forever.
Yeah, but on the plus side, once that 30-day period is up,
okay,
the return process seems pretty straightforward.
Good.
Bear arranges for pickup and offers a full refund.
Nice.
Minus any discounts, of course.
Of course.
So it's not the most flexible policy.
Right.
But at least it's hassle-free once you're past that initial waiting period.
Thanks.
Now for the big question.
Yeah.
How does the Bear Elite Hybrid stack up against other mattresses in its price range?
This is what I want to know.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
One user went above and beyond and actually compared it to some big names like Butterest and Casper.
Wow.
Which are typically more expensive.
That's dedication.
And get this, they actually preferred the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Really?
They said it provided better pressure relief.
Wow.
Than some of those pricier plusher models.
Interesting.
They even called out the Casper Hybrid specifically.
Okay.
Noting that it felt significantly cheaper in terms of materials and construction.
Hmm.
They said the foams in the Bear Elite Hybrid felt much denser and higher quality.
Wow. So they really felt a difference.
It really challenges the idea that you have to spend a fortune to get a good mattress.
It does.
And this user seemed to have tried a lot of different mattresses.
Okay.
So they were speaking from experience.
Yeah.
It seems like the Bear Elite Hybrid might be a bit of a hidden gem.
Oh.
Offering premium features and construction without the premium price tag.
That's awesome.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've seen that the Bear Elite Hybrid has a lot of positives.
Right.
High quality materials, durable construction, all that cooling tech.
The mouthful.
And a pretty decent sleep trial.
Yeah.
And don't forget the positive feedback about pressure relief.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like the combination of foam and coils really hits the sweet spot for a lot of people.
Yeah, especially for those with aches and pains.
Right.
But it's not without its drawbacks.
True.
You know, we've heard about inconsistent firmness.
Yeah.
Questionable edge support,
mixed
reviews on motion isolation.
So what's the final verdict?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
That's the $1 million question.
It is.
And ultimately, the answer depends on you.
Right.
What are your priorities?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of sleeper are you?
What's your budget?
We've given you a lot of information to chew on.
Yeah.
But only you can decide if the Bear Elite Hybrid is the right fit.
Absolutely.
Your specific needs and preferences.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And remember, there's no substitute for trying it yourself.
Yeah.
Even the most glowing reviews can't replace the experience of actually sleeping on a mattress.
That's true.
Take advantage of that 120-night sleep trial and see for yourself if it lives up to the hype.
Exactly. It's a risk-free way to potentially find your dream mattress.
Speaking of dreams.
Yes.
Don't forget to check out the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
For those exclusive discounts on the Bear Elite Hybrid mattress.
Nice.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams. I was at a mattress store with my partner, and we were trying out all these different models.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking,
yeah,
you know, this one feels great, but will it still feel this good in a year or two or five? It's tough to know just from lying on it for a few minutes.
Right.
But hey, that's why we rely on these user reviews,
yes, sir.
Right?
It is. So let's get back to it. So we've really dug deep into this Bear Elite Hybrid, you know, explored the good, the bad, and the mostly cool.
Yeah, and it seems like a solid contender, but definitely with some quirks to consider.
Yeah, for sure.
This brings up something really important about mattress shopping in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all ears. What's the wisdom you're about to drop on us?
Well, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the hype.
Yeah.
Especially with all the marketing out there. But the perfect mattress isn't one size fits all, you know?
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
about understanding your needs.
Your needs.
Yeah. Are you a side sleeper, back sleeper? Do you run hot? Do you share a bed?
It's so true. It's like, I might love a super soft sink-in mattress.
Yeah.
But if my partner needs, like, firm support,
okay.
well, someone's going to be unhappy.
Exactly. And this deep dive into the Bear Elite Hybrid with all its real user feedback, it's a great example. It highlights that even a well-regarded mattress has pros and cons.
Yeah.
Depending on who's sleeping on it.
Right. Like the pressure relief sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
For folks with back issues. But that edge support might be a deal breaker for couples or restless sleepers.
And even something like firmness, which seems straightforward, is actually super personal.
Totally.
What feels like a cloud to me might feel like a rock to you.
For sure. So for our listeners out there who are on the hunt for a new mattress, what's the big takeaway here?
What should they be thinking about?
As they weigh their options.
I think it all comes back to those individual needs and priorities.
Okay.
Don't just go by the brand name or the fancy marketing terms.
Right.
Think about your sleep style, your preferences, any physical issues you have, and of course your budget.
Of course.
Then use that information to guide your research.
Okay.
Read reviews, compare features, and maybe even try out a few mattresses in person if you can.
That's great advice. Don't just impulse buy the first shiny mattress you see.
No.
Take your time, do your research, and really think about what's going to give you the best sleep. And hey, maybe this deep dive has sparked some ideas or helps you narrow down your choices.
I hope so. And remember, even if the Bear Elite Hybrid isn't the perfect fit for you, there's a mattress out there that is.
Yikes.
Don't settle for anything less than a good night's sleep.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive into the world of mattresses.
Of course.
Catch you next time on Mattress Advisory.
See you later.
Oh, and before we go, don't forget to check out those exclusive discounts on the Bear Elite Hybrid mattress. We've got them linked in the show notes. Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams.